May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts bring glory to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of my colleagues who serves an Episcopal church in Detroit talks about the fact that he spends 1/7 of his time on Facebook, and that it's a huge tool in his parish for communication, an opportunity to wish people happy birthday and happy anniversary, and an interchange of dialogue on all the issues of the church. You may be surprised to know that in this congregation, the Facebook is used extensively, and there's more than 700, from what I can tell, on a regular basis. The statistics are quite staggering, and we're deeply grateful to Marianne for her hard work in coordinating that, and so many that contribute as well. Did you see the article on Facebook? It happened in the last couple of days. That little girl is with her parents in an airport. And she looks up and she's ecstatic because right smack in front of her stands Santa Claus. Now, he wasn't dressed for the part. He had a pair of khaki pants and a sweater, but there he was. And she ran all the way down the aisle to greet him. And she stopped with full force as she arrived at his feet, and she looked up and she began to chatter. And Santa Claus was as surprised as she was. And she began to give her list and offer her thoughts and reflections and best wishes for everyone, asking about the reindeer, asking about the Great White North. And this distinguished silver-haired, silver-beard gentleman knelt down to greet her. And he listened attentively to every word she said. And at the end, she stepped forward to grab his face. And he backed up just a little and offered her the final greeting as she ran back to her parents. And no one was more surprised that she had encountered Santa Claus than that man. But he took the time to listen, to keep her joy alive. Facebook can be one of those many tools, if used in healthy context, for us to communicate the good news, and that's exactly what you as a congregation have been doing. Every day, dozens of posts go out to people in the congregation. And if you've ever wondered what impact it has, I recently had a conversation with someone who contacted me to inform me that after struggling with a deep and profound depression, was beginning to explore the final alternatives when they saw some posts on her Facebook that inspired and encouraged them and gave them new hope. And every day, they go back to the Facebook to see messages of hope that come from this time and this place. It is a time of year that we hear a lot about Santa Claus. And throughout my early years in university and the entertainment business, it's fair to say that I saw Santa Claus at least 8 to 10 times a week at different functions. You wouldn't believe how much weight he lost and gained in a week, and how many times the tone of his beard changed. And all of that brought back memories of a childhood. And I remember the childhood memories as it was Christmas Eve and it was decided that all of us had to be in bed by 8 o'clock, which is a profound injustice to children who want to stay up and wait for Santa Claus. And I recall hearing all the noise downstairs as the hours passed, and I was so anxious for the opportunity to greet Santa Claus. And finally, the noise and the shuffling and the packages and the building was beyond my control, and I jumped out of bed, ran to the top of the stairs where I couldn't see anything. And so I kept the journey going. I didn't even consider the consequences. As I made my way down the stairs, and there was Santa Claus in all his glory without pants. And I recognized Santa's voice when he said, "Get to bed now." It took years before I had the courage to inquire why I had encountered Santa Claus in the living room. And my father sat me down and said, "I helped Santa on Christmas Eve at the hospitals. I was running late that year, and you were supposed to be in bed." I asked why, and he teared up just a little bit, and he said, "You see, Steve, when I was very young, one Christmas Eve, my mom was raising us on our own. My dad had been gone a long time. There was no tree. There were no gifts. And there were five kids. And knock on the door came late one Christmas Eve, and it was Santa Claus, along with the members of the Salvation Army, bringing packages for our family. And then Santa Claus slipped out the door for a few moments and brought my dad home," he said. "I will never forget that Christmas. And so I continue to help Santa Claus to bring hope and joy, peace and love to children in hospitals that can't get home for Christmas, to remind them that no matter how bleak things may look, there is still hope and love and peace and healing in our broken and shattered world." Tonight we celebrate the Word that was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. We celebrate God's Word tonight, and we celebrate the good news of God's Word this Christmas time. In the 1980s and early 1990s, there was an extraordinary campaign called WWJD, What Would Jesus Do?, which sounded like an extraordinary appeal to the renewal of the faith journey for people everywhere. The problem was that it was an impossible question when it was applied to each and every one of us. What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would heal, Jesus would bring miracles, Jesus would feed thousands. But to say to you and I, can you not exemplify? Oh, well, there's the moment. Not what would Jesus do, but rather what would Jesus have us do this Christmas? With our words and with our actions, with our attitudes, we can bring that bright light that is spoken of in God's Word to those around us. For there are many of us who are grieving this Christmas, many of us who are lost, many of us who are frightened of what comes next in our world. And to be the believers of Jesus Christ that shine that light into the lives of others is what we are called to do. To allow them to see how the Holy Spirit shines through you, in your words, in your music, in your actions, and in your attitudes, is the invitation to bring new hope, peace, light, and love to a world that desperately needs your example and your witness of faith. Amen.